Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We'll kick things off today with some impressive performance news from AMD, where their Ryzen AI Max Strix Halo system on a chip has finally made waves in the open source community. Although initially missing from the official ROCm 7.0 compatibility list, the Strix Halo C demonstrated excellent support for ROCm after a raft of rigorous benchmarks on Ubuntu 24.04.3 LTS. This matters because its performance in AI workloads like VLLM and Llama.cpp is especially noteworthy. If you're into high-performance computing or experimenting with large language models, that means you can now legitimately harness ROCm's power for some pretty demanding scenarios. As always, it's good to see open-source software and hardware working hand-in-hand to advance the state of the art. Moving into security, I can't emphasize enough that it's been a week of critical updates across major Linux distributions, including Debian, Fedora, Oracle, and SUSE. These distributions have addressed serious vulnerabilities in several widely used software packages. Think FFmpeg, Jetty, Curl, and Firefox, to name a few. Realistically, updating regularly remains important, but this week serves as a timely reminder for everyone. Staying up to date can be the difference between a secure environment and an exposed attack surface. So if you manage Linux systems, double-check you've patched your machines. Speaking of community engagement, let's talk about CiliumCon. Mark your calendars for November 10, 2024 in Atlanta. This is an event for anyone involved in Kubernetes and the broader cloud-native space. CiliumCon will delve into practical applications of Cilium and its associated technologies, with a focus on solving real-world networking obstacles. The beauty of this conference is, it's as much about knowledge sharing as it is about growing your professional network in a field where innovation never sleeps. Next up, the open source spirit is alive and well. A prime example being TurnFS from XTX Markets. They've just open-sourced this Linux file system, purpose-built to handle the demands of large-scale distributed storage. TurnFS is interesting because it supports advanced operational capabilities, hinting at a future where collaborative development can solve storage challenges far beyond those of individual companies. I find it's this shared innovation and the willingness to contribute back that truly sets the open-source ecosystem apart. On the graphics front, Linux 6.18 promises a clever new power-saving feature for Intel graphics drivers. For laptop users and energy-conscious admins, this means greater control over balancing performance and efficiency. It's another small but important example of how software improvements in the kernel continue to unlock more potential from existing hardware. We're not just talking about battery life. These sorts of changes empower users to fine-tune systems to fit their workloads, which is a growing need across enterprise and consumer spaces alike. Not every advancement in tech is without controversy, though. The growth of surveillance technologies, particularly drones, coupled with automated license plate readers, is drawing increased scrutiny from privacy advocates. Civil liberty concerns are mounting as law enforcement agencies expand their use of these tools, sometimes without transparent policies or meaningful oversight. The takeaway here: our communities must stay vigilant and vocal to safeguard freedoms as technology embeds itself further into public life. On a brighter note, let's touch on some excellent software updates. Qt Creator introduced development container support, which is a big win for anyone managing complex workflows. This should streamline project onboarding and make it easier to keep your development environments consistent and reproducible. And over in the graphics API world, the Vulkan 1.4.327 update brings a brand new extension for video encoding. These kinds of targeted improvements keep Vulkan relevant as multimedia workloads become more demanding, and as developers push for higher performance. To the topic of geopolitics and open source, as regional tensions and nationalism make headlines, the open source movement faces unique challenges. There's a growing risk that regionalism could undermine the movement's global character, which has fueled so much innovation until now. What's needed is a recommitment to collaboration, transparency, and open participation, because the whole community benefits when technology knows no borders. Shifting gears toward hardware again, the Raspberry Pi Foundation has just announced the M.2 HAT Plus Compact. This clever little board addresses a demand for more compact, modular storage options, with the flexibility to power projects ranging from IoT to robotics and beyond. It's all part of the broader mission to empower more people, including educators, students, and hobbyists, with affordable, adaptable tools for exploring computing. Meanwhile, astronomers have added a new entry to our cosmic census, a quasi-moon near Earth, now known as 2025 PN7. Discovered by Pan-STARRS, this tiny asteroid seems to have been quietly circling with us for about 60 years. Its discovery highlights that even in our own cosmic neighborhood, there's always more to learn, especially with improved sensors and open data sharing. For space enthusiasts, it's a reminder that unexplored mysteries are often closer than we think. Now let's discuss some new benchmarks and frameworks in the AI world. The Gaia 2 benchmark, along with the new Meta Agents Research Environments, or R, give developers much-needed tools for evaluating AI agent behaviors in realistic settings. These frameworks target critical aspects like adaptability, ambiguity, and temporal reasoning, all of which are must-haves for reliable AI systems. The more we can test and understand AI agents, the better positioned we are to shape them into helpful, trustworthy assistants. In education, though, the conversation around AI isn't all rosy. Professor Valerie Barr from Bard College has said, "We need more caution and rigor before diving headlong into using AI in computer science teaching." She points out that rolling out AI tools without understanding their effects could risk short-circuiting the development of foundational skills and critical thinking in students. That debate is ongoing, but it's one worth having for the future of tech education. Now, if you use Pinter for image editing, the team have just shipped their 3.1 beta release, which adds handy features such as an axonometric grid and a souped-up Lasso Select tool. They're also working on making the app more accessible across platforms. So if you've not tried Pinter in a while, it's worth a revisit. On the kernel front, Linux 6.17 RC7 marks the final release candidate before the next stable version, which is set to include improvements for emerging devices and a host of driver enhancements. Developers and testers are encouraged to contribute feedback. It's community effort like this that supports ongoing kernel stability and innovation. AI is never far from the security headlines these days, and for good reason. Recent security demonstrations have uncovered alarming ways in which AI-powered tools could be bent towards launching cyber attacks. Everything from automating exploits to generating tailored phishing campaigns at scale. The caution from researchers: we need to double down on secure software practices and actively guard against the new vectors that AI integration introduces. In corporate news, the issue of whistleblower protection is once again in the spotlight. Sarah Wynne Williams, a former director at Meta, now faces legal challenges that could gag her from speaking openly about her time at the company. It prompts big questions about how large organizations handle uncomfortable truths and whether their internal cultures really foster transparency. As tech becomes ever more entwined with daily life, safeguarding those who raise the alarm internally won't be going out of style anytime soon. Wrapping up, there's a promising new proposal for supporting multi-kernel architectures within the Linux kernel, allowing independent kernel instances to coexist on the same hardware. This breakthrough could boost resource efficiency, make system upgrades smoother, and improve resilience by isolating faults across kernel domains. It may sound deep in the weeds, but if realized, it'd mark a big leap forward for high availability systems as well as embedded and cloud computing. To sum up today's episode, we see that technology's rapid pace brings new opportunities, fresh challenges, and a responsibility to keep collaboration and innovation front of mind. The open source movement continues to be a beacon for community-driven progress, but keeping that momentum alive requires constant vigilance, whether in security, ethics, or making emerging tools truly accessible. Thanks for listening.